Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington YMCA Aquatics Director Samantha Van Houten, who is sharing some tips for safety around pools and backyards. With the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen a lot of facilities that have been closed and are slowly starting to reopen. One of those things is pools. And with that, do you have advice for people who are maybe using a kiddie pool in their backyard as far as safety is concerned with their kids?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that I would say to anybody that's getting, you know, any kind of pool for their backyard is somebody needs to be a water watcher. They need to have active supervision, and you shouldn't ever allow children to swim without supervision, whether it's a private pool, a public pool, you know, a pool in your backyard, a lake or a pond. And don't get distracted, because it only takes so many seconds before a kid could go under. And I think setting ground rules as far as, you know, teaching the kids to ask for permission before they get in the water, or, you know, using a buddy system or making sure that somebody knows they're going in the water.
And is that for all sizes of pools?
I would think so. I mean, kids can drown in anywhere from less than 6 inches of water, you know. So if you start teaching them, you know, to ask permission before they get in the water, then it just becomes habit. So, you know, that then your kid is always going to say, hey, I'd like to go swimming, you know, can we go swimming right now? And that way somebody else knows this is what's on their mind, and, you know, so that way you don't have an accident, I guess.
And what are some of the signs of distress with a swimmer that maybe parents should keep an eye out for?
With, like, active drowners, there's a lot of movement, a lot more movement than you would see. You know, a distressed swimmer is going to start flailing their arms, and they're going to do all they can to try and keep their head above water. So there's a lot more movement into it. And so, I mean, I would look out for those. One of our big things as far as pools go is don't play games where you hold your breath underwater. It's, you know, some kids will try and do it as long as they can. And then, you know, sometimes it's really hard to determine, okay, you know, are they still playing this game, or did they stuck in water and now they have a bunch of water and they can't move? So I would strongly encourage to not play games where you hold your breath underwater.
And at what age would you recommend kids start having swim lessons so that they can be strong swimmers?
Like, the Y offers a mommy and me class, and that kind of gets kids in the water and used to the water. And that goes up to age like 2.5 to 3. And then once they're in 3, they can do, you know, group lessons and stuff like that. And I think, you know, if it is possible to put your kids in swim lessons, the skills that are worked on during lessons will help kids learn how to float and roll to their back and tread water. Just these type of skills that they learn, you know, if something's going wrong, if a kid falls in and they can float to the top, but they're floating on their front, then they can learn to roll over to their back so that their face is out of water. And so, you know, we offer group lessons and private lessons for anyone 3 and up. And, you know, those are the basic skills that we learn. And then, you know, they move up in stages. So it's just kind of, the first thing is getting your kid used to water. And, you know, we don't want kids to be afraid of the water by any means, but we also want them to know how to go about it safely.
Is there anything else that you want to make sure to add? I know that the real takeaway is if you're at home, have somebody watching the water who's not necessarily in the water.
Yeah, they don't necessarily have to be in the water. Even a buddy type system, you know, if there's a couple kids that are going out, and, you know, still have your water watcher, but, you know, if there's 2 kids in the pool and one slips or something, then the other ones are like, oh, they haven't come up, you know. And I would encourage people to get trained in CPR, just because it's really important you know, if CPR is needed and the ambulance or police officers, you know, aren't getting there right away, the sooner the better if you have to perform CPR.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington YMCA's Aquatic Director Samantha Van Houten giving some advice on pool and swimming safety. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.